Okay. Question. What happens when someone carefully builds the fire, but it turns into a forest fire, uncontrollable, and the person experiences mania, delusions, and paranoia? What is the spiritual treatment? One of the first spiritual treatments is to get them to stop meditating. When there isn't a very solid anchor in what is real, one's delusions, then it's important that they're able to not feed that kind of desire to meditate and get more out of it and delight in those delusions and sort of manic states or paranoia. That doesn't mean there's no spiritual treatment, because I think some of the most spiritual healing work that can be done is around keeping precepts, association with people who are virtuous, drawing close to teachings, drawing close to good teachers, drawing close to people who are setting good examples in their lives. So it's a very grounding for them. Also, all of the aspects of generosity, giving, service, those are extremely positive qualities that nurture a sense of stability and feeling good about themselves. Because oftentimes we're people go into manic states, paranoia, delusions, is they don't actually feel so good about themselves, so they want to become something else. And they do it through meditation. And then they push the mind to distance themselves from how they perceive themselves, and then trying to become something else. We do that. So-called normal people, one needs to be attentive. Also, pharmaceuticals are not. When I was a young monk, and then taking responsibility, and then as a young abbot as well, just beginning, meditations, a panacea for everything, and experience sort of showed, no, it's not. And it's really helpful to have some pharmaceuticals around sometimes. That's in Thailand. There was a period where, when I was in Thailand, and there was a stretch of quite a few years, sort of my middle years as a monk, and when I first became the abbot of Wat Nanachan, it was sort of at least once or twice a year somebody would flip out, and part of it also is just being in a different culture. I mean, there is an actual I can't remember the technical terms, but where a psychosis that's generated by just the disorientation of being in a different culture. So that being in a different culture and then being in a monastery and practicing are really... I think in the early days of people getting interested in Buddhism in Asia, there were some pretty wild and woolly characters out there. So a lot of them were my friends in the monastery. I think and that's, say, like in Thailand, a traditional society, when somebody is a bit, off and going, then being in a monastery, like working, physically working, is the teacher will usually put them to work, get them working, get them into their bodies, doing, and then working in the context of being surrounded by people with good virtue and that kind of generosity, just really connecting with the, don't send them off to meditate, get them a shovel and get them out there working. It's really helpful.